played well Saturday. Great credit to the players. You know, the nucleus of the squad we have is in a good place, as you can visually see yourselves. You know, they're playing well. They're happy off the pitch, and they certainly look happy on it.
I know people look back and say, oh, it took two penalties, but Chesterfield's play for the vast majority of the 90 minutes was what you'd want to see, I'm sure.
I think when you leave a ground, Phil, you can only say your team played well. You've watched football, a lot of people have watched football for a long time. You know, to hit the woodwork three times and stuff like that. We played well. You know, you don't always win when you play well. We played well Saturday. You know, you look back that it's needed three penalties in the game to score goals. You know, concern of ours at the minute is we are giving too many penalties away. It's, you know, that's what I look at when we come on. Why are we giving all these penalties away? You know, unfortunately for us, there's always, in every game, there's always an aspect of the game you can improve on. You know, certainly at the minute, I think the players deserve, as I say, great credit. I think they're working very, very hard towards getting better every day. And I think sometimes when you see games like Saturday, it's pleasing for our supporters because, you know, you're never comfortable when you're winning 1-0. No manager can ever say they are. You know, but we were controlling the game and, you know, lads look in good form at the minute. We've got a lot of lads playing well at the same time, and I think that augurs well for the future.
And Owen Doyle is finding his feet in front of goal, isn't he? And what a confident penalty taker he is.
He has been for ages, Phil. I think Owen's a very, you know, last season he's scored a couple of crucial penalties, one at Scunthorpe, certainly one at home to Exeter. There was two penalties were executed remarkably well Saturday. It's quite funny because I wish he'd execute some of the chances like he executes some of the penalties. But goal scorers get chances. You know, in every aspect of football, there'll always be a percentage of a player who'll convert a percentage ratio to chances to goals, for example. You know, Owen doesn't seem to have that percentage very high at the minute. But he works very, very hard off the pitch, Owen, and to have the start that he adds great credit to himself and also to his teammates for providing some of the chances.
Well, we spoke in the wake of the Orient win, and one of the things there was so many people picking so many different potential man of the matches. It was another one of those, wasn't it, on Saturday?
I think the good thing for us now, Phil, especially for our supporters, there's not many debates about the team, is there? You know, in general, supporters will always have a favourite, like Jayhawk's been a little bit of a I don't play him enough type of thing, and he's been carrying an injury for a couple of weeks, and obviously when J.O.'s back fit and available, he goes right into the side Saturday, and we can all see what a good player he is. So, you know, in the end, we've got past that as a football club now. You know, our nucleus of our team, which is basically the lads who've got first team football experience, they're all very good. We're trying to integrate that at the minute with the one or two of the newer lads coming in. You know, I thought it was a good time for let Michael have his time. I'm not going to say Michael's second name, but we all know him as Michael. Just to get him, you know, to break that, make me debut for Chesterfield. Unfortunately, we conceded a penalty deep into stoppage time, and that's just the way the game goes sometimes.
And Michael was smiling as wide as the equator, I think, after the game. He was delighted.
It's great to make your own debut, Phil. It's a massive thing for an 18-year-old boy. You know, because what we're trying to get away is by the time that hopefully Michael can try and break in towards the team on a regular basis, then pre-match nerves and that first, they've gone. What happens when you do come on? He was a bag of nerves going on. You know, I remember when we put young Derek on pre-season, and I said to him, you're nervous. He was shaking against, I think was it Leeds, wasn't it? And these are what young lads have to go through. It's that nervous energy. And you know, these lads are going to be good players in the future. And you know, giving them bits and pieces of experience of the first team when I can will only stand them in good stead for the future.
Everybody come through all right on Saturday?
Yeah, everyone come through all right, yeah.
So you're not expecting anybody to be out or anything from Saturday?
No. I wouldn't expect anyone to be out at the minute. We're prepared. Now, lads have had a lie, and we always give them a late start on a Monday after. They were in Sunday morning yesterday at 10. You know, they've had a later start today. They're just having their lunch now. We'll watch a bit of match analysis from our game and MK Don's games, and we'll prepare the best way we can for tomorrow night. I think everyone's pleased with the start. You know, but like I always say, and it's a little bit boring, it's just the start, isn't it? There's one league table, the end of the season one. The quicker you get points on the board, the better it is for everyone. We've started okay. You know, we're really looking forward to the game tomorrow night.
Oh, I thought there had been the criticism conceding the late penalty to take Chesterfield off the top of the league.
Phil, I always get criticism. It's not the bits of it. It's just what and when. It's something that I've quickly learned all the time. It was my fault for the penalty. I accept that now. I don't even blink. Imagine we won 2-0. I wonder what we'd moan at then.
Ollie Banks, is he ready to be considered for a start yet?
He's considered now, yeah. You know, the initial, as you can imagine, he's been stiff and tight and sore, you know, since that first game, because obviously he's been out for a length of time, so it was good to give him the little bits of 10, 15 minutes, because really his introduction back in should be like that. You know, so obviously while we can keep getting results and getting Ollie back up to full fitness, again, it's a massive plus for us as a club. Armin being the same now, back from injury. We're hoping Dan Gardner makes the end of the week. So all of a sudden, you know, from Saturday's game where we have two lads on the bench with league experience, you know, hopefully when Dan comes on, that's three. Obviously, Aaron Chapman's one makes four. You know, if we can look to bring one or two in, maybe we could have five or six.
Do you think there might be any in tomorrow?
No, there'll be no one in tomorrow. We are working hard at the minute. Yeah. There's a lot going on. And I can reassure our supporters we are trying to do that. You know, there's been a lot of different things happening in the summer. You know, the timing of stuff is not always great, but that's the nature of the game. You know, we must reassess where we are, what we can and try and not bring in. You know, and certainly, you know, keep going. I must also pat Bocco on the back, you know, to come in and sign a contract of a non-contract that he has done. You know, to play like, and I know Bocco well, and he's got more to offer. He really has. At the minute, he's playing very well, but he's got a lot more ability and talent than what people are actually seeing. And I think now that Bocco's played his first two, three games, I think we'll see him grow as a player as well into the team. So that's a really pleasing aspect as well.
He clearly knows how you play, and he's slotted into that position very well, hasn't he?
Yeah, I think when managers have players with them, I think sometimes that's why they follow them round. You know, it's not just what you see on the pitch, it's the general professionalism. Owen Doyle being another one I couldn't speak highly enough about. You know, and these lads conduct themselves really, really well. It's that level of professionalism off the pitch that can sometimes lead to good results on it.
Well, we all know your favoured formation, 4-2-3-1. Coming up against a manager who favours 4-2-3-1. It doesn't happen very often, does it, Milton Keynes?
I'm looking forward to the game. I've never managed against Carl. I know Carl quite well. You know, I think he's a very bright young manager. I think the game needs bright young managers. I really do. I think, you know, because you've got to try and manage without fear sometimes, because the fear always comes from getting beat. You know, and if you manage with fear, you don't manage how you want to do. You know, it's something that I struggled to come to terms with early on at Chesterfield in the great debates about formations. You know, all managers have a preferred style of play. Carl wants to play football. His teams play open, attractive football, and they've also got some very good players. So it'll be a tough test for us tomorrow night, but it's one that I think all our supporters are looking forward to. You know, after winning at Orient, we come back down to earth against Rochdale in terms of a bit more what people were constituting our level, our type of standard of team. You know, and I don't buy into all that. No one knows who's going to be at the top end yet. No one knows who's going to be at the bottom end. You know, results dictate where you are. And no one's got a divine right to win. No one's got a divine right to lose. You can determine a lot of your own future by what you do. Tomorrow will be a very tough test for us because they're a very strong side.
Well, they've averaged 3 goals a game scoring and 2 goals a game conceding. So one of your famous lines, it doesn't look like a nil-nil, probably is right.
Like a nil-nil. But you never know. You know, this is, you know, it's a learning curve for us all at the minute. You know, and you've only got to look at any type of club. You want to be a progressive club. And I think what we've all learned quite quickly, our starting 11, plus bits and pieces on top of it. Drew Talbot can come back into that. Richie Humphries, Dan Gardner. We've got good players. And good players win your football games. We're all searching for that one or two more to make us stronger. But while we have got what we've got, I think fan-wise, we've been excellent. Players-wise, if we just stay together, I'm sure that, you know, we'll all get a bit better than where we are today.
And you're quite right in sort of saying it's difficult to assess who's going to be up there at this stage of the season. But MK Dons were there or thereabouts for most of last season, ended up finishing 10th, but they're going to be nearer the top than the bottom, aren't they?
I think MK Dons will be up there, yeah, without a shadow of a doubt. They've got good players. Carl's very balanced in how he approaches the game. He knows what he wants. You know, a lot of time it's jigsaw pieces for managers. You're always a jigsaw piece short of what you really want. You know, Carl's had good knowledge of this league, good experience of playoffs. They've been knocking on the door for a bit. You know, I'm sure given a little bit of luck with injuries and suspensions like everybody else, I'm sure anyone who finishes above MK Dons will have had a very successful season.
And of course, if they've got some heart, they were 2-0 down on the opening day against Gillingham and got four.
Got good players, you know, players like Potter and Lewington and these type of lads. They've got seasoned pros, and you know, this is why it's always good when you're winning. You find out a lot more about yourselves and your team when you're getting beaten. These lads are good pros, good players. They're a good club, MK Dons.
Game, you have 2 games a week just at the moment. How's that affecting your training schedule? Because you've had the hard pre-season sort of stuff, games coming along. Is it, have you eased off quite considerably for the 2 games?
Well, I think the big thing about it, Phil, games keep players fit. So a lot of the time, around the lads who are actually starting, it's fine-tuning. Now, obviously, we've lost Liam Cooper and Richie Humphries last week. If we were to lose two again quickly, obviously, it'd have an effect on us. But at the minute, that's not happening. You know, we're actually looking to get Dan Gardner back into the fold now. You know, if we could add one or two as quickly as possible. But recruitment's important, and you know, I'll never be a manager and want to be accused of bringing people in for the sake of it. You know, if we have to go longer without players, we will. Because the next signing's massive for this club. You know, if we could make a sign and have a state of intent, wouldn't that be good for our supporters and everyone around the community in general?